This is Aspen Public Radio News. I'm Zoe Rome. On Tuesday night, Basalt's Town Council reviewed a new development proposal for the Pan and Fork property from Willits developer Tim Belinsky. Aspen Public Radio's Wyatt Orm was at that meeting and joins me now. Hi, Wyatt.
Hi.
Okay, so where is this property and why is it important?
At the risk of boring people who know this issue very, very well, it's smack dab in the middle of Old Town Basalt. It's along Two Rivers Road. You can't miss it, mostly because there's nothing really there. And there's been a real game of tug of war over what should be done with this property. It's basically how much of it should be a park, how much of it should be developed. The conflict has mostly to do with how best to strike a balance between those two. The group who owns it is called the Roaring Fork Community Development Corporation, also referred to as the CDC, and they're ready to sell it and have been for a few years.
Right. So what is Belinsky proposing and how different is it from the previous development applications?
A lot of Belinsky's development would be housing. He's proposing 22 row houses as well as 6 affordable housing units, also proposing 1,300 feet for a visitor center for the Basalt Chamber of Commerce, which currently operates out of a caboose across the street, and a 7,000 square foot facility for the Art Base, which is a nonprofit community art center. There also would be space for a small cafe. And the previous developer, Low Enterprises, was proposing, among other things, a condo hotel. They did not submit a formal proposal to the town because representatives from Low Enterprises told me that some on the town council made it clear that their proposal would be denied.
And what did the public have to say?
It was a mixed bag. Some argued there was not enough affordable housing. There was a lot of skepticism that these row houses would immediately be gobbled up by second homeowners. Other people thought that, you know, over 50 people living in an area that's less than an acre, it means that there's a lot of density and that it's a good use of space. Regardless, the public will have another opportunity to weigh in because the council will be listening to public comment at their next meeting.
Thanks, Wyatt.
You're welcome.
I'm Zoe Rome, Aspen Public Radio News.